我们的圣餐的圣礼到这里就结束了。
We have completed our Holy Communion.
好，我们今天我们还是继续的来思想神的话语，就是在约翰福音第十章圣经的话语。
Today we continue to study the Word of God, which is found in the Book of John, chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经。
Let's stand and read the scripture.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十章第三节到第五节，第三节起。看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise.
愿圣灵来打开我们心里的眼睛，打开我们心里的耳朵。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes in our heart and open our ears.
让我们能够听到主耶稣基督的声音。
So we can hear the voice of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。在我们上一次主日信息当中。我们看的也是同样的这三节经文。
And last Sunday's message, we look at the same scripture.
那么我们在上一次我们思想到，什么样的人可以真正听到神的声音呢？可以听到耶稣的声音呢
？And we studied, we talk about how what kind of people can truly hear the voice of God.
很多人，尤其是一些慕道的朋友哈。就是他常常有这样的一个问题，就是哎，你们基督徒怎么可能听到上帝对你们说话？怎么可能会听到神的声音呢？这怎么可能
？And a lot of people, especially those friends, come to church. They will ask how you Christian can hear the voice of God. How do you do that?
在我们上次主日信息当中，我们就从圣经中看到首先你要成为羊。
And in the last Sunday message, we talk about is that first you have to become Lamb of God.
你成为上帝的羊，你就会听到上帝的声音。
You become a sheep, and then you hear the voice of God.
但是我们确实也是看到，今天很多人不愿意成为羊。
Of course, we see, unfortunately, today a lot of people don't want to become the sheep of God.
因为羊给人，羊就是很无能嘛，很渺小嘛。很需要保护啊，好像很软弱的样子。
Because sheep is kind of very weak and very fragile and need to be protected.
今天人不愿意成为羊。
So people don't want to be a sheep.
那这样你当然就听不见牧人的声音了。
Of course, if you don't want to become sheep, then you cannot hear the shepherd's voice.
这主要是我们在上一次主日信息当中所看到的。
And this is the main point from last message.
那么我今天还是同样来继续来思考，为什么人们听不到上帝的声音或者主耶稣基督的声音
？So today let's continue to think why people cannot hear the voice of God or voice of Jesus Christ.
因为其实原因很简单，就是很多人觉得我不需要啊。
Sometimes you can conclude a very simple reason. People think there is no need for them.
有些人觉得我什么都好啊，什么都有啊。
Because people, everything to me is great, and I have everything I need.
工作不错啊，收入不错啊。
I have a good work, good income.
生活也没有什么缺乏。
There's nothing lack in my life.
家庭很好，太太也很漂亮。
Great family, beautiful wife.
然后我的丈夫很厉害啊，赚很多钱呢。
My husband is very capable to make a lot of money.
哎，孩子争气啊。
Children is great.
去很好学校啊。
Go to very good school.
耶稣不需要啊。
And Jesus, I don't need it.
当然你听不到耶稣的声音，因为你觉得不需要。
Of course, in this case, you cannot hear the voice of Jesus because you don't feel need of Jesus.
在我跟人传福音的时候，其实我经常就是，听到别人跟我这样讲。
When I preach the gospel to other people, I hear people mention that to me often.
人们用一种好像很怜悯的眼光看着我。
People look at me with a very pity kind of expression.
然后好像又有点小心，又有点好奇，问一个问题：你是不是受了什么打击啊？
And sometimes they kind of watch me pitifully, and then of course be kind of very carefully think, is your life have some difficulties or struggles?
很多人都觉得只有弱者才需要耶稣。
A lot of people come to this idea, only the weakest people need Jesus.
只有穷人才需要耶稣。
Only poor people need Jesus.
只有那些脑袋好像叉叉一点的人，他需要耶稣。
Only those less intelligent people need Jesus.
他觉得我不是这样啊。
And they think I'm not like that.
因为我不需要耶稣啊。
So I don't need Jesus.
我不需要谁来救我呀。
I don't need somebody to save me.
所以很清楚，就这样的人，那当然听不见耶稣的声音了。
Of course, people in that type of status, of course, they cannot hear the voice of Jesus.
不是耶稣不爱这些人，是这些人觉得我不需要。
It's not what Jesus don't love those people, but those people feel they don't need Jesus.
也不是说耶稣好像不对他们说话，是他们觉得我不需要，所以他们听不见。
It's not that Jesus do not speak to them, it's because they feel they don't need it, so they cannot hear.
主耶稣基督他讲了一个比喻，就是有一个财主，他很有钱，他在地上有很多的仓库来存放他这些财物。
And Jesus, in his preaching, said a story. He said, "Okay, there's a wealthy man. He has a lot of storage room. He gained a lot of goods for himself."
然后这个财主就怎么说呢？他说：“啊，我要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多。”财务积存可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And then in the end that Jesus said this wealthy man basically says that I need to say to my soul I have so many goods laid up for myself for so many years, so take your ease and eat, drink and be merry.
就这样的人，他觉得他对上帝对耶稣他没有丝毫的需要，我不需要，我要的东西都在这里了。
So basically, this describe this group of people. Basically, they think I don't need of God, need of Jesus. What all I need is there.
这很显然，这样的人他听不见神的。
Of course, people like this cannot hear Jesus.
因为他觉得他不需要。
Because you don't feel needed.
那么当然了，还有一种人也觉得自己不需要神，也听不到神的声音。
Of course, there's another kind of people. They cannot hear the voice of Jesus Christ or God.
那就是那些自以为义的人
，and those so-called self-righteous person.
我很好啊，我有什么需要悔改认罪的地方呢
？I'm good. I don't have any place I need to repent and confess my sin.
哎呦，我从小到大，我家教很好的。
I grew up in a very good family.
对得起天地良心。
I do all things according to my conscience.
我凭什么要让我认罪呢？
By what I have to confess my sin.
所以这样的人，当他们听见主耶稣基督的福音，他们觉得跟我没有关系啊。
So this kind of people, when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, they think it has nothing to do with them.
因为耶稣开始传福音的时候，耶稣讲的第一句话就是“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
Because when Jesus preached the gospel, the first saying is the kingdom of heaven is near, so repent.
但是那些自以为义的人就说。哎，这句话跟我没关系，因为我不需要悔改。
So the self-righteous basically think this word has nothing to do with me because I don't need to repent.
那么耶稣也说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And Jesus said that those are well have no need of physicians, but those are sick and needs. And I come do not call the righteous, but call the sinner.
所以，这些人 他们也听不到耶稣的声音，也是觉得我不需要。
So those self-righteous person actually they cannot hear the voice of Jesus because they don't need it.
他们可能不是拥有很多这个钱财啊财富，但是他说我拥有很多的义。
Maybe they do not own a lot of wealth, physical wealth, money or properties, but they think they own a lot of righteousness.
他们觉得不需要。
So they don't need Jesus.
所以我们今天来思想什么样的人听不见上帝的声音，听不见耶稣的声音。就是觉得他们觉得我不需要。
So when we think about it, what kind of people cannot hear the voice of Jesus Christ is because those people don't feel need Jesus.
那么还有一些人听到了，就像没听到，就也是就像就没听到是一样的。
And also there's a group of people they hear, but just like they listened, but they hear, but they didn't listen.
我们都知道耶稣行过五饼二鱼的神迹。
We know that Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves and two fish miracle to feed the multitude.
当耶稣行这个神迹的时候呢，事实上耶稣并没有对那许许多多的那些会众讲什么话。
When Jesus performed that miracle, actually Jesus didn't say anything to the multitude.
因为那个会众当时很多，成年男子都5000，然后加上妇女儿童。
So according to the Bible, at that time there's a lot of people there. Even the adult man is like 5,000. So plus children and women probably attend as thousands there.
就对这么多会众，耶稣其实没有做什么就是公开的讲道。耶稣讲了几句话，都是对他的门徒讲。
So for this crowd, big crowd, Jesus actually didn't say anything. Yeah, Jesus did say something, but only to his disciples.
但这个神迹行完了以后呢，哇，很多人，这些人就要跟从耶稣。
And but after this miracle, there's so many people want to follow Jesus.
当耶稣真正开口要跟这些人讲话的时候，那这些人又走了。
But when Jesus truly opened his mouth, speak to those people, and those people walk away.
所以你说这些人有没有听到耶稣的声音呢？
So what do you think about those people? They hear the voice of Jesus Christ?
听到了，因为耶稣跟他们讲，他们听到了，他们才走。但是听到了。
Yes, they hear because they hear. They left. They walk away.
但是又没有听到，对不对
？But they are not listening.
因为我们上次就说，耶稣在这里用牧人跟羊打比喻。这里讲的这个听是什么听呢？是听从。
And last time we mentioned that Jesus here used the sheep and the shepherd as a example, and he talk about it here. The here means you hear and obey, you listen and obey, you follow.
所以什么是耶稣在这里所说的听？就是说你听从，那就才叫听。
And so what
听到了
？So what Jesus said here is actually it's listen into, walk into.
就是你只是听到了，但是你却没有跟从，那你就像没有听到是一样的。
And just like a sheep, you hear the voice, but if he didn't follow the shepherd, then it's just like he didn't hear.
所以就像刚才我们提到耶稣所行的那个五饼二鱼那个神迹，那些人呢，最后听到耶稣说话，但是就像没听到一样，他们都走了。
So just.Like the miracle we talk about, and those people, group of people, they hear what Jesus said, but they didn't, just like they haven't heard yet, they walk away.
这简单的说，他们为什么没有听到耶稣讲话呢？
So put in simple, why they didn't hear what Jesus said?
因为他们自己心中，有一个自己的想法，他们知道自己想要是什么。
Because in their heart, they have their own idea. They know what they want.
然后呢，他们这个想法、愿望，他们不愿意丢弃。所以，当耶稣讲话不符合他们心中所想的，他们就像没听见一样。
So whatever they have in their heart, their ideas, when Jesus said it's not meet their expectation, they walk away, just like they hadn't heard.
所以他们的愿望和想法很简单，他们只需要耶稣啊。你做一个提供服务的服务员就好了。
And their idea is pretty simple, that they wanted Jesus just like serve them with bread and a fish, and just serve us. That's it.
你如果要开口要教训我们，那就不必了。
But if you want to teach us something, then forget about it.
这就是这些人心中的愿望，也就是他们心中对耶稣的要求。
That's what they desire.Have, and that's what they expect of Jesus.
耶稣把我服务好就好了。
And Jesus come to serve me. That's it.
但是你要开口教训我，那我不听。
But if you want to teach me something, I'm not going to listen.
所以这样的人呢，他们也觉得他不需要耶稣，尤其是不需要耶稣讲的话。
And so this kind of people also they feel no need of Jesus Christ, especially no need of what Jesus tried to teach them.
所以他们听到就像没听到，或者根本就是没听到。
So they hear, but they not listening.
所以这样的人也没有听从，或者说没有听上帝的话。
So this kind of people they didn't listen to the word of God or follow the word of God.
我最近看了一篇文章，这个文章的作者呢，他就访问过一些就是反对基督教的一些世界名人。
And recently, I read an article, and in this article, that author actually interviewed like a famous person, the anti-Christianity famous person.
然后他就问，他说：“哎呀，你们那么不喜欢基督教哈？”那到底圣经中哪句话就是让你们这么反感呢？
And so the question to those people is that, okay, so you kind of so much against Christianity. So tell me, which word actually teaching in the Bible is make you most feel offended?
后来结果他调查的结果啊，让我非常的吃惊，万万没想到。
And he published his survey result. Actually, I kind of very surprised. I never thought about that.
结果他们当中就是最多的人最不喜欢的圣经的经文，居然是耶稣的登山祷训。
And among them, actually, they don't like the most. Actually, is the teaching on the mountain.
所以我们都知道，耶稣登山祷训被称为。人类历史当中最优美、最美好的一段讲章，是不是
？And we all know that the attitude actually is be called the most beautiful preach that human history ever made.
但是，居然这些反对基督教的这些名人们，他们最讨厌的就是这一段，就觉得这一段他们很受不了。
But those so-called famous people, anti-Christianity famous people, they feel most offended to them is the Beatitude.
他们觉得耶稣登山宝训讲的每句话都在冒犯他们。
And they feel that every word that teaching on the mountain what Jesus said is kind of offend to them.
凭什么贫穷的人有福了呢？
Why is the poor in spirit is blessed?
就是他其实，就是我们今天说这个属灵的贫穷，当然是属灵贫穷。但是，这个耶稣原文的意思确实就是贫穷，就是贫穷。
And so of course that the Bible said the poor in spirit blessed as poor in spirit, but put a simple way is just poor people is blessed.
然后这些人看了就觉得很，就是很冒犯。那穷人就应该穷嘛，他没有能力赚到钱呐、
啊。And they may feel very offended that the poor people should be poor because they didn't earn money.
受教育不够啊。
Because they don't have enough education.
或智商不够啊。
Or the intelligence not good enough.
他就应该穷啊，凭什么他们要有福气呢
？So they should be poor. Why they are blessed?
啊，耶稣说有人打你右脸，连左脸也让他打。
And Jesus said if someone smite your right cheek and turn your left cheek to him.
凭什么呢
？Why should I do that?
只有弱者才需要忍耐啊。
Only the weakest person need to have the sufferance.
我这样的强者我不需要忍的。
I'm strong. I don't have to have a sufferance.
凭什么做了好事情不要让人家知道呢
？Why I do good things I should not let other people know?
我就是让所有人知道我是大好人啊。
That's how I want to everybody know I am a great person.
那要不然我做这些事情干什么呢？
Why otherwise why I do this?
我就是让人们把我看成人上人，我就是让人们崇拜我，会荣耀给我。
I just want people like look high of me, adore me.
那凭什么耶稣说这就不对呢？
Why Jesus said this is not good, not right?
所以你说这些人他们有没有听到耶稣讲的话？
So are those people hear what Jesus said?
听到了，但是没有真正的听，是不是？因为没有听从。
Because they hear, but they are not truly listening because they didn't follow.
所以这些人跟我们刚才提到的那些其实是一样，他们就我不需要耶稣，我不需要上帝的话，我不需要这些，而且你这些话让我很反感。
So those people actually the same as the people we're talking about is basically they don't need of Jesus Christ. Not only they don't need of Jesus Christ, they don't need the word of Jesus Christ, not only so they feel offended by the word of Jesus Christ.
那么尤其是我们从圣经中看到耶稣的门徒也像就没有听耶稣的一样。
And not only that, even look at that time, the disciples of Jesus Christ, sometimes they hear, but they are not listening.
我们都知道耶稣已经很多次给他的门徒讲，就是要谦卑，要不要就是争着去做高位，要谦卑下来，要服侍人。
We know that Jesus has so many times teaches disciples, be humble and don't try to be the greatest, but to serve.
但是一直到耶稣临上十字架的时候，他的门徒还在那里争谁为大。
But even until the time that Jesus is going to go to the cross, and his disciples still try to figure out who will be the greatest.
尤其是这个雅各、约翰他们兄弟俩，那个时候就专门来找到耶稣，就说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”
And in the end, especially James and John, they come to Jesus, said the rabbi, our teacher, and whatever we ask you, you will do it for us, right?
这两个兄弟两个还是蛮聪明的，先把这一句话先问出来。
If you think about this, these two brothers are pretty smart. First, like put some word in the mouth of Jesus.
就像有些女孩子问男朋友你爱不爱我？
And just like some girl in dating ask the you know boyfriend, you love me, right?
你爱我，你是不是我想买什么你都要跟我买
？And you love me, and you will buy whatever I want to buy, right?
那么这兄弟两个好像就是这个样，但是耶稣就很聪明了。耶稣说：“哎，那你说说看呢？你要我为你做什么
？”And these two brothers just like that. And so Jesus answered that, "Okay, what do you want me to do for you?"
结果这兄弟两个就说呢，愿我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐你的右边，一个坐你的左边。
And then they said, "Well, in your glory, we want to be one on your right side, the other on your left side."
雅各、约翰，我们都知道他们是渔民。都是渔民出身。
And James, John, we know that they are fishermen.
他们可能不是非常非常的贫穷。
They may not be very, very poor.
但是他们看自己是在社会上社会地位低下的人。
But they actually is, and they look at themselves, they are very low class in the society.
总是有人瞧不起我们打鱼的。
And they figure out probably always some people look down our fishermen.
总是有人藐视我们兄弟俩。
Someone despise us.
耶稣啊，我们兄弟俩就求你一件事情，我们跟你这么长时间了。
So Jesus, two of us, since we have followed you so long, we just ask you one thing.
有一天让我们到那高高的权势地位上去。
One day make us the greatest.
你看那个时候谁敢藐视我？
So at that time, no one would dare despise us.
谁敢瞧不起我？
Who would dare to look down on us?
都要尊敬我们兄弟。
Everyone would adore us.
所以他们可能不穷，但是他们觉得，哎呀，我们在世界上面不被尊重，让他们很受不了这件事情。
So they may not be poor, and but they feel like they are not honored or respected in the society. So they cannot handle that. They cannot bear that.
所以他们跟从耶稣，他们有一个很清晰的一个目标，就是有一天我要被别人尊重。
So when they follow Jesus, they have a very clear goal. So one day I need to be respected.
结果耶稣再一次教导他们，就是要舍己，要做服侍人的人。
And but again, Jesus teach them again that you need to deny yourself and become a person to serve.
那么事实上呢，不是这兄弟两个这样想，那其他耶稣的门徒当时都是这样想，因为其他门徒都很讨厌这兄弟两个。
In fact, it's not only these two disciples, and the Bible says actually the rest of ten the same way to think about that, the same way because Bible recorded when the ten disciples is very mad at them when they say that.
就是其他的门徒并不是说这兄弟两个。提出这个很自私的要求，他们很生气。不是，这其他的门徒就说：“凭什么你们要得高位，我们为什么不行？”因为他们总在那里争比谁为大嘛。
So these two disciples is not mad because because these two brothers, gave this very selfish request. They are mad because said why you guys want to do that. We want to do that too.
所以其实我们在这里看到，其实耶稣已经是不是一次教导他们要舍己、要服侍人、要谦卑。但他们都好像没听到一样。
So you can see Jesus is not only once, and Jesus often teaches them to be humble, deny yourself, and to serve. But they hear, but they didn't listen into or follow to.
所以以至于耶稣在临上十字架的那天晚上，还要亲自为门徒洗脚，来给他们真正上最后一课，就是你们不要再争谁为大了。你们不要再想啊！我要做人上人，这如何如何？你们都要效法这个样子。你们要彼此洗脚，你们要做服侍人的人。
So that even at the very night before Jesus go to Christ, Jesus had to teach them another lesson by wash their feet to teach them that you should not continue to think to become a man above all. Rather, you got to learn how to serve, how to wash your feet.Each other.
我们刚才看到圣经中的许多人，他们都听不到耶稣的声音，或者说没有真正的听从耶稣的声音。
So we can see in the Bible, there's a people that they cannot hear, or they actually put in the precise way they didn't listen and follow the word of God.
简单的说，原因都一样，他们觉得我不需要。
Simply, they have a one reason that I don't need.
或者说，当他们发现耶稣要给他们的和他们心中想要的东西不一样的时候，他们就觉得我不需要耶稣给的这些，我想要我想要的。
Or they find that what Jesus gave to them is not what they expect in their heart, then they don't want it, and I want what I want.
也就是他们并不是真正的需要耶稣，不是真正的需要耶稣的话。
Put a simple way, they are not truly want Jesus or truly want word of Jesus.
所以他们听不到耶稣的声音。
So they cannot hear the voice of Jesus.
那简单的说，他觉得我不需要上帝。
Put a simple way, I don't need it.
那么，我们要看圣经当中有一个，有一位他把自己称为上帝的羊。
And in the Bible, and so one person, he called himself the sheep of God.
啊，这是大卫。
And this is King David.
啊，大卫是圣经当中唯一被上帝自己说的，大卫是合我心意的人。
And David actually is in the Bible is the only one to be called the person that pleases God.
啊，那么大卫为什么合神心意呢
？And why David?Know the heart of God.
大卫知道自己是上帝的羊
because he knows himself is the sheep of God.
然后大卫深深的知道他需要上帝
And that David made it very clear and to himself he need God.
那就是说我就是一个软弱的羊，我就是一个饥饿的羊，我自己养活不了自己，我自己保护不了自己。
And he basically understands he is a sheep.Is awake, and sheep is in hungry. I cannot feed myself. I cannot protect myself.
我需要牧人。
I need a shepherd.
而且牧人带我去哪我就去哪。
And also wherever the shepherd leads me, I will follow.
我不是在那里坚持我要走我的路。
I'm not like insist to do my walk my own way.
因为我们都羊很近视眼，对不对？羊看得很近，它看不了远的地方。
And we all know that sheep actually is nearsighted, so they cannot see too far away.
所以羊就是跟从牧人走。
So the sheep actually, what they can do is just follow the shepherds.
所以大卫说，我就是这样的。
And David basically said, I'm just like that.
就是你带我去哪去哪。
Whatever you lead me, I follow.
我心中的我自己的那些目标，我自己的那些愿望，那些坚持，在牧人的带领下，那全部都可以丢掉。
I don't have my own desire, my own insist or my own goal. And as long as the shepherd leads me, I can give all my goals and my insist.
大卫写下这个诗篇二十三篇。
David wrote Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第一句话就是：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And the first verse of Psalm 23 is, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want it."
所以大卫知道，他是上帝的羊，上帝是他的牧人。
So David knows that he is the sheep of God, and God is his shepherd.
而且他的需要。他的饥渴，上帝可以满足。
And he said he had nothing wanted, which means all he wanted, God can satisfy him.
简单的说，大卫深深的知道他需要上帝。
But put a simple way, David made it very clear he needs God.
然后大卫也知道他内心的需要，上帝可以完全的满足和供
应。And he also knows all his deepest desire.Needs that God can fully supply and satisfy him.
然后我思想这个诗篇二十三篇第一句话，其实我一开始我根本不明白这是什么意思。
And when I think about this psalm, the first verse of Psalm 23, at the beginning, I really don't understand what that means.
我说神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want it.
我在想。上帝也是我的牧者呀。
And I'm thinking about God is my shepherd too.
啊，这是以前的我啊，我说明还是以前的我。上帝也是我的牧者啊。
And this is the me and a long time ago, and I thought God is my shepherd.
但是我好多好多东西我想要的，上帝没给我呀。
But I still have a lot of things I wanted, and God didn't give me.
啊，我想开那样的车子，但是我就买不起啊。
I want to drive this type of car, but I cannot afford it.
我就是很缺啊。
I'm lack.
所以为什么大卫说，上帝是我的牧者，我就并不是缺乏。我就说，我上帝也是我的牧者，但我缺很多东西啊。
And why David can say, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want it." But God is my shepherd, but I still wanted lots of things.
后来很多年以前呢，我跟一个弟兄。去逛一个很豪华的商场。
And many years ago, I went with a brother to a very, very expensive shopping mall.
然后这个商场里几乎所有的东西都很贵，我们几乎什么都买不起。
And in this shopping mall, almost everything is very expensive. We probably none of them can afford.
有人说，那你去干什么呢？
And then, you may ask, so why you go?
去看一下。
We just want to take a look.
后来看看看呢，就是它有一个地方，就是有些很漂亮的，你说艺术品也好，你说工艺品也好，反正干干净净、整整齐齐摆在那个地方。
There is one department they actually sell all those kind of very beautiful, artistic type of items, very beautifully made and displayed there.
然后我们在那看，当然了，那个价很贵了，我们就看看。
Of course, each item is very expensive. We just kind of look at it.
后来这个弟兄突然讲一句话，他说：“哎呀，我真的开心。”他说：“这些漂亮东西就摆在这里，不是摆在我的家里。”
And then this brother just suddenly said to me, "So I'm kind of very happy. Those things are displayed here. It's not in my house."
后来我听了这个话觉得很奇怪，因为很多人看到这些东西摆到这里，不是摆到自己的家里，他就很难受，对不对？
And I was kind of surprised because a lot of people see these things is displayed here, not in my house. They probably will be feel sad.
但是为什么这个弟兄说？他说我很开心，这些东西是摆在这里，不是摆到我的家里。
So why this brother said I'm very happy they displayed here, not in my house?
后来我说你说反了吧？我就说这个你说反了吧？
Then I said to him, are you sure you didn't mix this up?
然后说这些人这都是人家梦寐以求要买要搬回去放到自己家里的东西啊，你怎么说摆在这里你还很高兴呢？
And I said, those items are people dreamed of to have in their house. Why you said you're happy they are displayed here?
然后他说什么？他说如果我把这些东西摆到我自己家里啊，首先呢我要清出一块地方出来。
And then he explained to me, said, well, if these things are playing in my house, number one, I have to have a place to put them.
然后花每天很多的时间精力去清洁啊，维护啊，然后我们要小心的，不要碰到，不要撞到，不要怎样。
Then I have to spend a lot of energy to basically clean up every day, to maintain and to protect, and I have to be very careful.
那我简直在我的家里，我都没有办法过日子了，我都没有办法享受我的生活了。
And if I'm doing this, that will take my life, and I cannot enjoy my life anymore.
但是这些东西是很漂亮，那我要想看他们，我就来看呐。
And he said that those things are beautiful, and if I want to see them, enjoy them, I just come here to look at them.
然后人家帮我打理的好好的，搞干干净净的，整整齐摆那里，人家都帮我了。
And the store would do all kind of maintenance or cleanings.
后来我听到这个弟兄这样讲，我说，我说好像是有道理啊。
And then when I hear he said, well, that makes sense.
而且我听到这个弟兄这样讲，我当时觉得，这才是一个真正富有的人。
And when I hear said that, and that's, I think this really a person I do not want.
就是很富有。
And he is kind of rich.
或者说他真正内心富有，他内心非常的富有的人。
Or you can say in his heart is very rich in his heart.
所以今天这个世界有个很奇怪的现象，你看很多很有钱的人，他真的像个穷人。
So today if you observe this world, there's some kind of strange phenomena, some very...Rich people looks like to poor people.
他的心态非常是一个穷人的心态。
Their heart, their mentality is like to poor people.
哎呀，我又有多少钱没有赚到？我可以赚到，我没有赚到，我痛苦死了。
And they focus on the so many money I should be earned, I didn't, so I kind of very painful in my life.
然后说，哎呦，我又损失了多少钱？哇，我真傻，我不该损失这些钱，我太痛苦了。
Oh, I lost so many money, and I should not lost this money. I'm really stupid. I'm painful.
我以前真的，我在很多年前我在公司上班的时候，我有一个同事让我非常的震惊。
And many years ago, when I work in a company, I have a colleague actually kind of make me very surprised or shocked.
啊，因为我这个同事他们夫妻呢。都在公司里面，然后我知道他们这个在公司里的位置，他们收入应该是很好，很不错。
And my colleague and his wife all work in the company, and I know their position in the company. I can figure their income should be pretty good.
然后就是这个男同事呢，每天中午吃饭就要到他妻子那里去吃。
And then my colleague, the husband, actually every lunchtime he went to eat lunch with his wife.
然后我就感到很奇怪啊，去那边，后来我才知道，他说，哎呀，他妻子那个部门午餐是免费。
And then I kind of feel interesting because it takes a long distance to go to his wife's place to eat, but he told me because his wife's department they have a free lunch.
然后有时候他们有一些，就我就那个同事，他 就是有一些行为，就是我看到很奇怪，就是怎么会这样呢？就是不应该是这个样，他真的就好像让不了解他的人觉得，哎呦，这个人哇，生活是不是太窘迫了呀？就是这样。
So sometimes certain behavior also make me kind of wonders because if people don't know, people will think he probably the life is very, very tight, you know, in economically, maybe lack of a lot of money or something.
但事实上他们不是这样，真不是这样。
But I know they are actually not. They do not.
所以今天很有意思的现象，这个世界上很多很有钱的人，他真的，你看他的心，哇。太贫穷了。
And so today, truly, there's a lot of people rich in the material, but if you look at the heart, their mentality, they are really poor.
他说：“我看这个弟兄，哎，他其实拥有的这个物质财富很少。我觉得这才是真正的有钱人。如果讲什么是贵族，我说我今天算是看到了什么叫贵族气质，这是贵族气质。
And this brother, I know he owns not much material things, but When I look at his attitude towards those things, I said, well, this is like a noble man.
啊，我用这个比喻可能不太好啊，但是我想说，这就是神的儿女的气质。
It may not be a very good example, but I'm trying to say is that God's children should have this type of nobility.
后来我才明白，大卫说的耶和华是我的牧者，我并不是缺乏，到底是什么意思？我从这个弟兄身上我看到了。
So later on, I understand from this brothers, I understand what Jesus, what David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What that means?
这句话什么意思呢？因为他心里，我有了耶稣，我什么都有了，我什么都不缺了。
What that word, that sentence means, as long as I have a Jesus, the Lord.And I lack nothing.
所以，这就是大卫在这里说的。
That's what David said.
大卫说：“我有我的牧者，我有我的神在我的心里，那我还缺什么呢？我什么都不缺了。”
That's what David said. I have my shepherd and my God in my heart. Then I lack nothing.
所以今天有很多人拥有在这个世界上拥有很多物质的财富。但是事实上，他们并不真正拥有什么。
But today, there's a lot of people may own a lot of material things on this earth, but in their heart, they do not own something.
他们是被这些东西所拥有。
And they are actually not own these things; they are owned by these things.
不是他们拥有金钱，是他们被金钱拥有。
It's not they are own the money, but they own.They own money, but they are owned by money.
他们被金钱驱动。
And they're driven by the money.
他们的喜怒哀乐，他们的一切的心理活动，是被这个金钱或者被这个世界上的东西所驱动的。
And all the emotions, happiness and sorrow are all driven by those earthly things, money.
所以他们是一个。贫穷的人
so in that sense, they become poor.
他们是奴隶，他们不是主人。
It's become a slave, not master.
所以什么是真正的财富呢？就是当我们拥有耶稣的时候，我们才是拥有一切。
So what is the true wealth? And as long as we own Jesus, we have Jesus, then we have all the wealth.
而且最宝贵的是。我们成为真正自由的人。
And also, most preciously, that we become a true person with freedom. Person with true freedom.
我们再看圣经中的使徒保罗，他也是这样。
And let's look at another person, and that's the Apostle Paul.
好，我们大家可以一起来读一下这个屏幕上圣经的经文，我们就可以一起坐着读哈。
And I want us to read together. The scripture on the screen.
我们一起来读《腓立比书》三章第七节到第八节，第七节起。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的， 因我已认识我主基督，基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。好，我们再一起来读腓立比书四章十三到十一到十三节。
Let's also read Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
十一节起，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。啊，这两处圣经是使徒保罗的一个内心独白。
And these two scriptures describe what Paul had in his heart.
那么第七节、第八节，保罗就是说，他现在要把以前所追求的那些东西看作毫无价值的，他还要去追求真正、真正最最宝贵的东西，就是耶稣基督。
And verse 7 and 8, basically Paul said he wanted to give up all the things he pursued before as a rubbish, and he wanted to gain Jesus Christ.
然后我们刚才所读到第二段经文呢，就是他得到了耶稣之后，他的一个生命状态是怎样。
And then second scripture basically told, kind of express, after he have a Jesus Christ, what's his life status looks like?
他说，我得到了耶稣基督，我靠着那加给我力量的，我的人生状态是这个样子的。
And basically said, when I have Jesus Christ, then my life status is like that.
什么样的人生状态呢？
What kind of status?
自由。
It's free.
没有什么这个世界上的东西能够捆绑他，能够挟制他，能够驱使他，能够压迫他，没有。
Nothing in this world can drive him, can oppress him, or can control him, or can own him.
然后，真正属灵的富有，我缺什么？什么都不缺。
And but they have kind of richness in the spirit. I do not want it.
我就是极其的富有，极其的自由。什么叫丰盛的生命？这是丰盛的生命。
And you can see there's an extreme type of richness in his life, extreme freedom in his life. What do you call abundant life? That is abundant life.
所以，我们每个人，我们都希望我们拥有这样的生命，真正富有，真正自由，真正丰盛的生命，每个人都需要。
And I think everyone of us desire for such a true richness of a life.True freedom in our life and a true abundance in our life.
所以我们需要耶稣。
Therefore, we need Jesus.
耶稣来到我们的心里，耶稣带给我们这样的生命。
When Jesus comes to in our heart and he brings us such a life.
当我们看见我们自己生命的本相，我们其实是贫穷的，我们其实是瞎眼。无论我们拥有世界上多少东西，其实我们是一无所有。
When Jesus comes to our heart, we can see our very nature. We are poor and we are blind. We are lack of a lot of things.
然后说，耶稣啊，我们需要你，我们需要你。
Then we said, Jesus, we need you.
你的话语是我生命的粮食。
And your word is the bread of my life.
啊，你的话语是生命的活水，我需要你，我需要你。
Your word is the living water in my life. I need you.
当我们看见我们对耶稣的需要，我们就听见耶稣的话。
And when we see our needs of Jesus Christ, we start to hear the voice of Jesus.
然后我们就得到这生命的供应，也才能够真正有这个真实的丰盛的生命活出来。
Then we have the provision of the true life, and then we have the true life, we can live out such a abundant life.
在大卫的诗篇二十三篇。我们不仅仅看到一个需要上帝、需要牧人的大卫。
In Psalm 23, we not only see a person that needs a shepherd and needs God.
我们会看见一个爱上帝的人和一个被上帝所爱的人，他们在一起。
And we can actually we see a picture, a person who love God and God loves that picture. They are together.
啊，那么在诗篇二十三篇，啊，我们不仅看到啊，这就好像一个画面，就是一个牧人带着他的羊啊，走过青草地，走过死荫的幽谷，啊，最后走到神的家中这样的一个画面。我们不仅看到这个画面。
So in Psalm 23, we not only see a picture that a shepherd leads the sheep, goes through the green pasture, and goes through the desert valley, and finally led him to the house of God. We not only see this picture.
其实我们看到的是个爱的故事。
We actually can see a story of love.
相爱的双方在一起。
And the two parties that love each other, they are together.
大卫爱他的牧者，大卫爱他的神。
David loved his shepherd and loved his God.
大卫的神，大卫的牧者爱这个羊。
The God of David loves that sheep, loves David.
所以无论他们是在青草地上，无论他们是在死荫的幽谷，以至最后来到神的殿中，这是一个爱的故事。
And so this love is no matter it's in the green pasture or the depths of the valley, the valley of the depths, and or in the house of God. This is the story of love.
啊，前段时间我看了一个酒瓶上面有这样的一句话，一个酒瓶上面有这样一句话。
And a lot of guys see a advertisement on the on a wine bottle.
啊。不是我喝啊，别人喝，我看到。
Of course, I don't drink.
别人喝这个酒的时候，拿着瓶子就喝。我一看，哎，这个瓶子上有一句话。
I just saw that the bottle of the wine has this advertisement.
这句话说了什么？他说，爱情就是。
And this basically said what the love is.
他说，爱情就是。当你和我在一起的时候，我不羡慕任何人。
And basically said, love is when you and I together, I desire nothing.
哇，我说现在卖酒的人这么厉害啊。
And I was just amazing of those people trying to sell the liquor.
我觉得这句话都可以写到福音单张里去啊。
I said that this should be in the gospel fly.
当耶稣跟我在一起的时候，不羡慕任何人。
When Jesus and me are together, I desire nothing.
在我心里的时候，哇，我还要什么呢？
When Jesus is in my heart, I desire nothing else.
我是这个世界上最富有的人。
I'm the richest person in this world.
我是这个世界上最自由的人。
I'm most freedom.
你说这样的耶稣，我不需要他吗？
And such a Jesus, do I need him?
哭着喊着需要他，我每天需要他，我每天呼求耶稣，你来到我的心里，你来到我的心里。当你来到我的心里，我不羡慕任何人。
Let Jesus to come to your heart every day.
没有任何的缺乏。
I do not want it.
所以我们今天来思想人怎样才能听到神的话。
So today when we think about how people can hear the voice of Jesus.
我们首先我们说我们真的需要耶稣吗？
And we'll ask ourselves, do we really need Jesus?
耶稣要给我们的东西可能不是我们现在我们想要的东西。
Maybe what Jesus wants to give to us is not what we want.
但是耶稣真正要给我们的是他把他的自己给我们。
But what Jesus wants to give us is he gave himself to us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
当我们有耶稣来到我们的心里，
When Jesus comes to our heart,
我们真正的不仅仅是听到耶稣的声音，我们每天我们以耶稣的声音，也以耶稣的话为我们生命的粮食。
We not only hear the voice of Jesus.Christ, but daily we use his voice and his word as our living breath.
因为我的耶稣，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Because my Jesus, he loves me and he gave himself for me.
而且我也爱他。
And I love him.
我跟他在一起，他跟我在一起。
And I be with him, he is with me.
这样的人生 这才是真正丰盛的生命。
And that's the true abundant life.
这才是好的无比的生命。
And it's the most beautiful, nothing to comparison.
这就像以前一个很流畅很广的诗歌唱的，耶稣同在就是天堂。
And just like a hymn said, in the presence of Jesus, that's heaven.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
So in the end, let's stand up, let's read two scriptures.
好，我们一起来读约翰福音十章二十七到二十八节。
Let's read John 10:27-28.
二十七节起，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, give us your own begotten Son, Jesus Christ, will become flesh, come to this world.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人不是灭亡，反得永生。
So all of us who trust in Him shall not be perished, but have the eternal life.
愿圣灵打开我们心里的眼睛，打开我们心里的耳朵。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes and open our ears.
让我们看见我们是何等的需要耶稣。
So let's see how much we need Jesus Christ.
让我们每天听见耶稣对我们说话。
So every day we can listen to what Jesus said to us.
让我们的牧人就是主耶稣基督来带领我们。
Let our shepherd, that is Jesus Christ, to lead us.
让我们走上这条信心的道路。
Let's walk on this path of faith.
无论是去到青草地还是死荫的幽谷，
Whether in the green pasture of the valley or the valley of death.
因为我们知道终点是在神的殿中。
Because we know the end point is the temple of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。